USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden admitting partial defeat of his signature spending bill. Biden in Hartford yesterday addressing the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan for environmental and social issues.
To be honest with you, we're probably not going to get $3.5 trillion this year. We're going to get something less than that. But I'm going to negotiate. I'm going to get it done with the grace of God and the good will of neighbors and the creek not rise, as my grandpa would say.
One part that could get cut, free community college. Biden admitting yesterday he doesn't know if he can get it done. And the clean energy proposal, the clean electricity performance program, will reportedly be cut. An act of terrorism in Great Britain, politician David Amos stabbed to death yesterday while meeting with his constituents. A 25-year-old man arrested. Police say they have found a link to Islamic extremism. And that's a 69-year-old husband and father of five, attacked at a church about 40 miles east of London. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson calls Amos a fine public servant and a much-loved friend and colleague. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Another COVID booster shot could be available soon. The FDA Advisory Committee voting unanimously yesterday to recommend Johnson & Johnson boosters for those 18 and up. The recommendation will be reviewed next week by the FDA and CDC. Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha in the PBS NewsHour yesterday assessing what's ahead in the fight against COVID.
Yeah, I think we are at this point pretty confident that this fall and winter will be clearly better than last one because there is so much population immunity.
He adds he's hopeful we'll get through this fall and winter with kids healthy and in school. A deadly police shooting in Houston. Three deputy constables shot, one killed early this morning. Houston police say the officers were responding to a robbery at a bar when they were ambushed. One person in custody. An explosion at a Shiite mosque in Afghanistan Friday. At least 50 people killed. Witnesses report seeing three suicide bombers blow themselves up. A tragedy in Indonesia. 11 junior high students drowning to death during a school outing to clean a river yesterday. 10 students rescued. None of the students wearing flotation devices. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A lawmaker accuses Facebook of contributing to sex and drug trafficking. Here's Tim Berg.
One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There has been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Quite the wake-up call for a Canadian woman. Wendy King has more.
Ruth Hamilton had a rude awakening earlier this month when a large meteorite plunged from space through her roof and landed right next to her head. The resident of Golden, British Columbia, woke up to the sound of a crash and her dog barking. She told police she's never been so scared in her life. She said she's grateful to be alive. Scientists say the chances of a meteorite big enough to penetrate a roof and hit a bed are about 1 in 100 billion. Per year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.